Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something quite profound.
We are. It's about depersonalization and derealization, those feelings of unreality.
Right, feeling detached from yourself or like the world isn't quite real.
Exactly. And our source material frames these not just as psychological things, but,
yeah,
well, as philosophical experiences almost.
Okay, philosophical. How does feeling weird essentially become philosophical?
Well, the core idea is that these experiences, they sort of pull back the curtain. They show us that our normal, everyday sense of self and reality, that's a construct.
A construct? You mean like built by our brains?
Precisely. It suggests our normal perception isn't the only way things could be. It's just one version, one possibility the brain creates.
Huh. So the source says it's only one version of reality. That's a big statement.
It really is. And if that usual version starts to feel, you know, unreal or shaky,
then you'd naturally start asking some pretty fundamental questions, wouldn't you? About what is real.
Absolutely. The source calls it almost a philosophical illness. Not illness in a bad way necessarily, but in that it forces deep questioning.
Right. Questions about the meaning of life, maybe.
Exactly that. When you feel alienated from yourself or the world, those big questions tend to surface. The source mentions people can spend a lot of time wrestling with them.
Which could really impact their quality of life, I imagine, just constantly questioning everything.
It can be incredibly consuming, yes. And it's not just abstract ideas, it destabilizes really basic things.
Like what?
Like your sense of self. Who am I if I don't feel like myself? Or time and space, they can feel distorted too.
Wow. Okay, so if those fundamental building blocks feel off, that must be terrifying.
It often is. And that's where the source connects these philosophical ponderings to what it calls threatening fears.
Threatening fears. Can you give some examples?
Yeah, the source lists some really potent ones. Like asking yourself, am I perhaps not there at all?
Oof. Straight out of feeling of detachment.
Right. Or is the world just a stage and my life merely a theater play? That captures the derealization feeling.
Like nothing's authentic.
Mm-hmm. And the classic philosophical dilemma. Are we all just dreaming that we are awake?
These are the kind of rabbit holes philosophers love, but for someone experiencing this, it must be intense.
Very. And the thing is, as the source rightly points out, these types of questions, they often don't have neat, conclusive answers. They exist outside our typical experience.
So you can get stuck going in circles trying to find an answer that might not exist.
That's the challenge. But the source suggests something interesting. Instead of finding a definitive answer,
yes,
maybe it's about finding a personal attitude towards these questions, a way to kind of live with them.
Ah, okay. So finding some peace within the uncertainty rather than needing to resolve it completely.
Exactly. Finding a perspective that allows you to navigate these recurring thoughts without being totally overwhelmed by the lack of concrete answers.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So recapping the main point here, these experiences of unreality, however unsettling, they really highlight that our perceived reality, our sense of self, it's constructed. It's not necessarily the absolute truth.
Right. It's a powerful reminder of the brain's role in shaping everything we experience, which leads to a final thought, maybe.
Go for it.
Well, for everyone listening, even if you've never felt depersonalization or derealization,
yeah,
consider this. How might just knowing that your perception is only one version change how you think? How might it open up different ways of looking at your own life, your own experiences, and reality itself?
Mm, that the way things seem isn't the only way they could seem. That's definitely something to chew on.